I found myself still with that phrase, mutual concern. Because it is that issue or that piece that leads to our broken hearts. No one cares about us, right? That's totally tied to our atomization. Totally. How else could then the state pretend to be our daddy, pretending it cares, saying it does? Of course, never acting on that rhetoric, but definitely encouraging us to think it's there for us, when nothing could be further from the truth. So if we don't begin creating the mechanisms, the structures, the forums that allow us to express this mutual concern that it's not okay to say, well, as long as we get a job, we're okay. We're happy. At least we have a job. It's not okay. When we look around and see ourselves in all the myriad forms we take, drowning in despair, because it has no meaning when we don't create ourselves. That's what we're here for. Our bodies know that. I heard some little news snippet about some cloud funding, I think it was, to raise money to bring a polar bear out of its despair, because it couldn't be a polar bear. What about us? I feel for all living things trapped because of a system in which a tiny, tiny few have this massive hubris and want to manage things so that they can pretend to be gods. I feel for everything stuck in this mess, because it's not just humans who have been mutilated and distorted, our souls and hearts broken. I know this. But we can't do anything about anything else until we create this bridge to each other's hearts and heal ourselves.